ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 6th चैप्टर 18 दीति वाउस टू किल किंग इंद्र टेक्स्ट 42 नहि कश्चित् प्रियश्रीनाम् अञ्जसा स्वशिष्यात्मनाम् पतिं पुत्रं भ्रात्रं वा घ्नन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। Backward meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: to satisfy their own interest, women deal with men as if the men were most dear to them. But no one is actually dear to them. Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interests, they can kill even their husbands, sons, or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others. Purport: a woman's nature has been particularly well studied by Kashyapa Muni. Women are self-interested by nature, and therefore they should be protected by all means, so that their natural inclination to be too self-interested will not be manifested. Women need to be protected by men. A woman should be cared for by her father in her childhood, by her husband in her youth, and by her grown sons in her old age. This is the injunction of Manu, who says that a woman should not be given independence at any stage. Women must be cared for so that they will not be free to manifest their natural tendency for gross selfishness. There have been many cases, even in the present day, in which women have killed their husbands to take advantage of their insurance policies. This is not a criticism of women, but a practical study of their nature. Such natural instincts of a woman or a man are manifested only in the bodily conception of life. When either a man or a woman is advanced in spiritual consciousness, the bodily conception of life practically vanishes. We should see all women as spirit units, aham brahmasmi, whose only duty is to satisfy Krishna. Then the influences of the different modes of material nature, which result from one's possessing a material body, will not act. The Krishna consciousness movement is so beneficial that it can very easily counteract the contamination of material nature which results from one's possessing a material body. Bhagavad Gita therefore teaches in the very beginning that whether one is a man or a woman, one must know that he or she is not the body but a spiritual soul. Everyone should be interested in the activities of the spirit soul, not the body. As long as one is activated by the bodily conception of life, there is always the danger of being misled, whether one is a man or a woman. The soul is sometimes described as Purusha, because whether one is dressed as a man or a woman, one is inclined to enjoy this material world. One who has this spirit of enjoyment is described as Purusha. Whether one is a man or a woman, he is not interested in serving others. Everyone is interested in satisfying his own or her own senses. Krishna consciousness, however, provides first-class training for a man or woman. A man should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Lord Krishna. A woman should be trained to be a very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them happy. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, Kashyapa Muni has been very analytical in studying the nature of woman and especially his wife Diti, who approach him at very inappropriate time for conceiving the children. And Kashyapa Muni, who was engaged into performing various austerities, he was drawn to her, and he could understand the intent of his wife. She wanted to conceive the children to kill Indra. That was the selfish desire on her part. And Kashyapa Muni, who was a great sage, he was condemning himself also that he had to fulfill her desire so that there'll be son born who will kill King Indra. And therefore, means it was not because of his own will, but because he was somewhat forced to fulfill her desire. So therefore he was analyzing everything before fulfilling her desire. And here in Parpachila Prabhupada also explains that when the tendency to serve is manifested in different ways, when the tendency of service is on the bodily conception of life, then one becomes self-centered. When one thinks that I am this material body, things related to me are mine, I should be served, that's a bodily conception of life. And in that consciousness, one tries to acquire everything related to this material body. Because this bodily conception of life is very, very strong. Right from beginning of childhood, one is forced to think that he's this material body, he should maintain this material body, he should acquire a lot of things. And therefore we can see that one starts acquiring more and more things, thinking that this material body can give us the happiness. However, when someone analyzes that the happiness derived from this material body is not eternal, it is temporary, and it is going to end with the end of this material body. Still, a person is hankering for happiness. What is the reason? Because he has forgotten that he is a spirit soul. The spirit soul is not happy. So therefore, whatever efforts we do to make this body happy cannot make us happy. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a lady who was having this one bird. She had brought one bird and put that bird in the cage, and she was so busy to clean the cage, but she was forgetting to take care of the bird inside. And one day she found that the bird is dead. Why this happened? Because she was just trying to take care of the cage, polishing it properly and everything. But what was that cage meant for? It was meant for the bird. The bird should be happy in that cage. But she was not feeding the bird. So therefore, after some days, all her efforts were washed away. That shows that if someone just takes care of the body and the self within is not taken care of, whatever amounts of efforts we may do to make this external dress or a cage happy, that cannot make us happy. The inner self, the spirit soul, should be taken care of. Then only one can find happiness, the real happiness. Because that happiness is not material. That is spiritual happiness. And that is eternal happiness. Srila Prabhupada explains at another point that the eternal soul cannot be satisfied with temporary happiness. The happiness, any happiness of this mortal world is temporary. It is material. It is not eternal. But we are by nature eternal. Satchidananda. The spirit soul is Satchidananda. And therefore this eternal soul cannot be satisfied with temporary happiness. It has to have eternal happiness, only then it can be satisfied. So this is very simple statement, but it has very deep meaning. Because the nature of the soul is eternal, and therefore it has to get eternal happiness, only then it will be satisfied. And when this eternal soul comes in contact with the supreme eternal, that is Lord Krishna, then only it can derive its real happiness. Because that happiness is not on the material platform, it is on the spiritual platform. And therefore it is said that three things are eternal: bhakta, bhagwan and bhakti. Bhakta means devotee, bhagwan means the supreme lord, and bhakti means the relationship between the devotee and the supreme lord. That is devotional service. When a person is performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord, those three things are eternal: bhakta, bhagwan and bhakti. Other things will keep changing. And therefore Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that neha bhikara manashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatopaya. That if someone performs a little progress on this path, there is no loss or diminution. It is never lost. Whatever devotion service one is performing on this path, it is never lost. And it will not reduce also. Even if someone is not able to perfect in this life. And this type of service can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. And what is the most dangerous type of fear? That having received this human form of life, which is very, very rare, one may degrade to the lower species. That is the greatest danger. Because to receive this human form of life, one has to transmigrate through 84 lakh species at least once. That means those who have got this human form of life today, they have at least once gone through this cycle, 84 lakh species. That itself is a big journey. And therefore, Shastras explain, scriptures explain that Athato Brahma Jidnyasa, that now one has got this human form of life, one should inquire about Supreme Absolute Truth. That is the purpose of this human form of life. And one, when one is able to get that opportunity to come in contact with saintly people, scriptures and spiritual master, in that atmosphere or in that culture, one can develop his devotional attitudes. And it is not so easy to come in contact with the devotees of the Lord or the bona fide spiritual master, because one is distracted by so many things in this material world. The very purpose one is sent into this material world is because one wanted to enjoy separately from the Supreme Lord. So, and therefore one is sent into this material world. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan guna karanam guna sangasya sadasad yoni janmasya. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that when a living entity wants to be enjoyer, purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan guna, that one wants to enjoy in this material world, then one is sent into this material. And the externals do not matter, whether one is a man or a woman, that these are the external designations, external dresses. But the basic tendency is to enjoy, to become the master or the proprietor, control. That tendency is there everywhere. Not only in the human species, but in even other species also, we can see that there is a tendency to become the controller or the ruler. So therefore there are fights everywhere. In all the species there are fights. Jivo jiva sa jivanam. Therefore one who is a strongest, he tries to dominate the others. Survival for the fittest. And this type of inherent tendency to become the controller or the master in this material world is the root cause of bondage in this material world. As soon as one thinks that I am the center and everyone should obey me, that is the root cause of suffering. Because we are not the real doers, or we are not the supreme controller. We may be controllers in a small domain, but ultimately the Supreme Lord is a supreme controller of everything. And when one comes to that consciousness or to that understanding and tries to serve the Supreme Lord, then he can become free from the bondage of this material. That is very important to understand. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the formula that who we are actually, what is our constitutional position, in what consciousness we must act to become free from the cycle of birth and death or the bodily conception of life. Lord Chaitanya said that Naham Vipra Nacha Narapati Napi Vaishwana Shudra Naham Varni Nacha Gruhapati Na Vanaswetirva Kintu Pradya Nikala Paramanta Purnamrutabdhir Gopi Bharatur Padakamlayur Das 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 Anudas. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that who we are, I am not Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. But what is my real nature? What is my constitutional position? That I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of gopis, Gopinath. So when someone serves in that consciousness, that I want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord, that is the highest in the spiritual world. Whatever is the lowest in the material world is the highest. In the material world, nobody wants to serve. But in the spiritual world, that is the highest. Krishna recognizes that person who wants to become the servant of the servant. Srila Prabhupada explains that 100 times servant, not just 1 time or 2 times servant, but 100 times becoming the servant of the servant. And that is the real mood of a devotee, that he doesn't want to be in the forefront. Although sometimes one is forced to be in the forefront. But a real devotee does not want to come in the forefront. He wants to serve in that mood. So therefore, consciousness of a person is very, very important. In what consciousness one is serving. One may be in a big position or speaking big pravachans or lectures, but if he is thinking that I want to be the control, everyone should recognize me. Everyone may recognize, but Lord Krishna will not recognize him. Because Krishna knows everyone from within. Krishna knows what is the intent of our serving, in what consciousness we are serving. And when that consciousness is purified, then only we'll be able to attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Till that time, Krishna may not recognize our service. We may do so many things. So therefore, if we want to be recognized by the Supreme Lord, we have to be in this humble service attitude. And Lord Krishna has proven in so many instances that how his devotees serve in that consciousness. And especially when Lord came as the most merciful incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time he recognized his devotees, those who were serving in that consciousness. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting his Mahaprakash Leela, he was giving his mercy to all the devotees, those who were serving him. And when they were performing the Abhishek ceremony for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his mood of Lord Vishnu and he was ready to accept the service of his devotees. So that time there was one old lady and she was just trying to assist all the devotees in arranging the different pots, filling up water and different ingredients for performing Abhishek to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she was doing that service in so much humble mood. Unassumingly she was doing that service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu detected that service and called her and asked devotees, what is her name? And she said that her name was Dukhi. Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy and told that from today onwards you are not Dukhi, but you are Sukhi. And gave love of Godhead, which was the highest thing in the spiritual world. So we can understand that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu detected, because he is a Supreme Lord, he could understand the mood in which she was serving. Another example is of Sridhar Kolavich. Sridhar Kolavich was so humble and so poverty stricken that he did not want to be recognized. And even he did not come for this Mahaprakash Leela when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting his Mahaprakash Leela. So that time Lord Chaitanya told devotees to call Sridhar Kolavich. And when he was called, he was feeling so humble that how can he approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And still he came. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ready to give everything to Sridhar Kolavich. He was asking, what you want? You want the happiness of the heavenly planets? You want different types of siddhis? And Sridhar Kolavich was so humble. He was so poor also. He did not have sufficient clothes to wear. And that time Sridhar Kolavich, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his childhood pastimes, performing wonderful relationship with his devotees, he remembered that Lord Chaitanya used to come when he was young as Nimai and used to argue with him for hours and hours. And Sridhar Kolavich was so poor, he used to sell banana cups and banana leaves. And whatever he would get, half of that earnings he would spend for worshipping Mother Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was young as Lord Nimai, he would argue with him and he would tell him that you should give everything to me. You are taking extra money. So in this way they used to argue a lot, and it was a pastime of Lord that he wanted to exchange such kind of loving exchanges with his devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya was asking, what do you want? That time Sridhar Kolavich, he just asked for one boon, and that he just wanted to see that form of Lord Nimai always coming and arguing with him. That was the desire of Sridhar Kolavich. He did not want to forget that wonderful pastime when Lord Krishna as Lord Nimai used to come and argue with him. And that is the reciprocation the Supreme Lord wants to have with all the devotees, in fact. Because all living entities have got a special relationship with the Supreme Lord. And when that living entity wanted to separate from the Supreme Lord, he sent into this metal world. And then one has forgotten that what he is supposed to do. And by identifying sometimes with different species, sometimes as different nationality, sometimes born in a different particular caste, race, or these are all different bodily designations. And when one rises above and realizes that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, that is my real nature, that is my real self. And when one acts in that consciousness, then one can become free from this bondage of this material world. And at the end of the life, he can go back home, back to Godhead, by serving the Supreme Lord. Because we can see that is the relationship we have to establish with the Supreme Lord. And in the beginning, there was a relationship with the Supreme Lord, but it was broken. In the material world also, we can see that it takes years and years to develop a relationship. Even to make someone as a friend also, it takes years and years, relationship building. And even after that, if there is small thing, small doubt or something, that relationship gets broken. And the best friend become the worst enemies. There's a small doubt or a small kind of dispute or anything can just break the relationship in the material world. And especially in Kali Yuga, it is so difficult. And everyone had that relationship problem with the Supreme Lord. Everyone had an eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. But somehow or other, we desire to become separated from the Lord. And therefore we are sent into this matter. That was our desire. However, the Supreme Lord does not forget his devotees. He accompanies the spirit soul even in this material world and comes as super soul within his heart and trying to guide him always. That always to remind him that this is not the proper place, this is not the eternal place, this is a temporary place. And therefore sometimes within ourselves we have to struggle. Sometimes the mind is saying that no, I want to enjoy this material world, but suddenly some voice comes within that no, you have to obey the instructions of scriptures and the spiritual master and become honest and follow all the principles and perfect your life. So that voice one has to detect, that the Supreme Lord is calling everyone back home, back to Godhead. And when someone realizes that, someone understands that yes, now this human form of life is meant for serving the Supreme Lord, and I should not prolong in this material world. I should try to perfect in this life only. Sometimes mind gives thought that if I am not able to perfect in this life, then maybe next life I can come and perfect my life. But one should not wait for the next life. One should try to perfect within this life only. Because the process is very simple. simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One can actually easily able to perfect a life. And Kali Yuga is a time of emergency or urgency. We should not wait that maybe after some years I will take the process very seriously. This very day we have to begin very quickly. And taking that message, Srila Prabhupada went to Western countries. We can see that Srila Prabhupada, although he was so old, almost at the age of 70, still he went to Western countries to give this message. Because his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj, had told him that this is the urgency. Krishna consciousness is the urgency. It cannot wait. And he should take this message in the Western countries and give this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, although it was, means Srila Prabhupada was so old, still he took that message and went to Western countries. And we can see that in the initial days also, how much struggle he underwent. And whoever came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was just empowering everyone. He was initiating devotees when they did not even know what are the four regulative principles. And on the day of initiation, they had to take the vows that they have to follow the four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. Because it was so much urgent. Srila Prabhupada empowered Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malati Mataji, Mukunda Goswami, Gurudas Prabhu, and sent them to London to give this message. And we can see that these three couples, they almost created a big revolution there. And which was unimaginable. They were just thinking that maybe George Harrison can become a devotee. And within few months, they were in the house of George Harrison. He was chanting. In fact, he had already taken one kirtan record of Srila Prabhupada, and he was hearing that, and he wanted that. Because he heard it so many times that the grooves on that record were totally worn out, and he was looking for that. And we can see that how Srila Prabhupada empowered so many of them. And even the ladies in the movement, they were so much empowered that they were going all out to distribute books. They were ready to do any type of service. It was urgency actually. Srila Prabhupada very expertly engaged everyone, even the women in the movement. He cared for. He did not think that they are just the ladies and therefore they cannot do any service. Srila Prabhupada explains that these are the three levels one sees the woman. First, one should see them as the mother. Then one should see them as the Vaishnavis, the devotees of Lord Vishnu. And third, that is the very highest, is that one should see them as the gopis of Lord Krishna. And we can see that Srila Prabhupada was on the highest platform and was engaging everyone into the service. And we can see that there are two very advanced sannyasis in our movement. They were preached by Srila Prabhupada's lady disciples. They went all out and taking the books in their hands and giving the message so urgently, told them that take these books, read these books, this is so important, this will help you. And they made them devotees and they are big sannyasis now. So we can understand that when somebody engages their real propensity of service in the service of the Supreme Lord, then those the natural tendencies of service will manifest. And these are the natural tendencies of the spirit soul. Because spirit soul has all these divine qualities. Presently they are covered with so many anarthas, so many faults. And when somebody tries to purify them, then the real tendencies will manifest. And therefore, here Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness, however, provides first-class training for a man or a woman. A man should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Lord Krishna, and woman should be trained to be very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them happy. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that proper Vaishnava community to develop, in which both husband and wife can serve in their natural capacity. And that is a great example. So therefore, when someone follows the process properly, under the instructions of spiritual master and the devotees, there is no difficulty in the process. One will find it very easy when someone practices properly. And therefore Srila Prabhupada gave the very simple formula: chant and be happy. That someone simply chants properly, that there will not be any problem in this material world. Even in the spiritual life, there will not be any problem. So therefore, we should pray to Srila Prabhupada that we properly follow the process and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments? No questions, no comments. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.